The object that crashed down in the woods of Maine is close to exploding in the worst way possible. Can Alex and Zoe find it and each other before it's too late? We'll find out just after this.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawned something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Fred Greenhalgh, your host of Undertow, Realm's podcast, delving into the weird and the wicked. And today we have a grand finale. Alex and Zoe have split up after a huge fight, and as Zoe races back towards the campsite, Alex confronts her old fling, the narcissistic Professor Covington. Covington has issued Alex a warning to escape the woods while there's still time, but just how crazy will it get? Well, not even he can anticipate it. Buckle in as things get wild in the final episode of The Pulse.
Three, two. Buckle up, bitches! It's your girl, yo! Alex What even was that? This sucks. Zoe, I wish you were here. I hate that we fought and that I keep flipping out and I don't understand why. Am I going crazy like my uncle? Those things can be hereditary, you know.
Alex, we don't have much time. We need to talk.
Rupert?
You need to leave.
You need to fuck all the way off, and then fuck off a little more just to be safe.
Alex, you don't—
What are you even doing in my camp, you weirdo stalker? Get out of here before I bear spray you!
Will you please just listen? It isn't safe here.
Then leave.
It isn't safe for you.
Why? Because of the guy you brought here?
I didn't bring him, but yes, Agent Decker is dangerous. And I wasn't lying back then. You were getting the attention of the wrong people.
So you went from protecting me from the wrong people to working for them?
It's not that simple.
Isn't it?
I was offered an opportunity to work with resources beyond your imagination. With none of the red tape of being stuck in academia, the work I'm doing could save countless lives. Not everything about Malleus is evil.
There's a ringing endorsement. We're only mostly evil. We found your assistant, Ollie, tied to a tree this morning.
Decker, damn it. I thought Ollie ran off. It wouldn't be the first time. And it proves my point. You shouldn't be out here. I still care about you, Lexi.
Don't call me
that. I don't
want
to see you get hurt. I still carry the voice recorder you gave me and use it every day in the field.
Is that supposed to prove something?
No. I just... think what you will of me as a person, but from one old friend to another, I'm begging you to leave for your own good. Please.
Finding this meteorite could change my life. I have as much right to it as you do.
They will recover the object or see it destroyed.
Why did you say object instead of meteorite?
Lexi, I can't.
Tell me or get out of my camp.
You're right. It isn't a meteorite.
I knew it! And I know about Malleus, too. You better tell me.
All right, enough of this.
Put the gun down, Decker.
I could have let her go, but you just cannot stop talking, can you, Doc?
Decker? Don't.
Why? Dispatching this wannabe ghost hunter would give me one less thing to worry about. Hell, the board would probably give me a bonus. Man, they do not like you, little lady.
Alex, behind me.
Oh, you think I won't shoot you too?
I swear, I won't tell anyone.
Decker, please don't. We need her. She has the same detector I do and is an expert in its use. We can cover twice as much ground and find it in no time.
It's true. It's right in the tent. See?
Don't you fucking move.
Of course not. I was just saying, you know, if you don't want to hear about my EMF theory, that's your business.
See what I'm saying, Decker? She's my former assistant, now one of the country's foremost experts on unexplained phenomena.
She's a conspiracy theorist.
Who is correct so often, the board has a file on her.
Have you been triangulating the location base on the EMF signatures? Because if not, well, no wonder you haven't found shit.
Bullshit. If you're right, either Covington's an idiot or you're smarter than you look. Maybe both. Either way,
Decker, no!
Alex, we're back.
Alex! Ollie, the tent. It's open.
Is that blood?
Shit, she must be hurt. She took the beanie, though. That's good. Maybe she injured herself in the last pulse and wandered off. Where could she... Wait, what's this?
Oh, that's Professor Covington's tape recorder. He keeps that with him all the time.
Alex must have left it for us to find. Let's see what this thing has to say.
I don't know. Maybe an hour or two before it goes critical. The pulses are increasing in frequency and intensity. And those strange pre-pulse signals are growing stronger.
And she can help us find it?
I swear it. If we're going to find the object before it goes critical, we need her.
She steps out of line, I kill her and her girlfriend.
That isn't necessary.
I'll decide what's necessary.
Another group?
Probably those inbred shitheels again. It won't take long.
Can't you just leave them be? There's no way they'll find the object.
You get Sleeping Beauty up and moving. Keep your radio on, I'll catch up. And if you interfere with my mission objective again, you'll get worse than a broken nose.
Understood.
Jesus Christ.
That asshole really did it. Project did.
What?
Well, I don't know the details, really. Just some stuff he felt I was too dumb to follow, as if I don't have two master's degrees. It was supposed to be some kind of electrochemical weapon that can trigger nerve responses in mammals. You know, make people give in to their inner monsters, get the enemy to destroy themselves, that sort of thing.
I need to find Alex.
Did you hear what that guy said? He's going to kill you.
And her. I can't leave her out here. Those things I said, it's like I had no control. Except they weren't not me either. Just the worst version of me.
Oh, so that's why they have that Faraday net.
What?
Well, like a Faraday cage is like a metal frame that surrounds an object to protect it from surges.
I know what a Faraday cage is. What about the net?
The professor keeps it on the back of his ATV. I didn't know what it was, and he chewed me out when I got close to it. That's got to be how they're planning to contain the weapon.
So your Professor Covington developed some cutting-edge research that his university didn't know what to do with, which led to the interest of this Malleus Corp, who knows exactly what they want to do with it. And for whatever reason, some crazy motherfucker put it on a satellite, which has now crash-landed in northern Maine and could explode at any minute.
Nailed it. Oh, and I overheard that Decker guy say he wanted to call in an airstrike.
And you're telling me this now?
I thought it was a euphemism.
We can't let them recover this thing. The damn thing shouldn't exist. Can you even imagine what Malleus would do with the ability to turn any population against itself? They could topple government. We need to destroy it.
I'm sorry, we?
That's close.
That's Decker.
And Alex, not far behind.
Wait, what are you? Don't run towards the bullets.
Know that the object crashed in the region west of Dixon Pass.
Yeah, let me help you out. Zoe and I saw the crash from our campsite on Friday. It landed east of the pass, near the base of the foothills.
Fascinating. That actually matches the data, which I'd attributed to an anomaly we detected around the old
Air Force Base. Yeah, we picked that up too. That's where we were headed next before you drugged and kidnapped me.
I was trying to save your life.
Do you say that to all of your victims?
Look, I recorded an audio anomaly during last night's pulse. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. One moment. And here we are.
Dear God, what do you have these settings on? Can you put on the sine wave filter? There you go. Notch up the Q around 60 hertz. Ah! It's EVP.
Electronic voice phenomena. What of it?
That's classic EVP. Starts with the preceding tone and gets louder when the events hit. It's faint
and kind of sounds like men repeating numbers.
It's garbled. I don't hear numbers.
That's because you didn't decrypt the thing properly. Listen again.
30 to the 9th and rising. 30 to the 10th. 30 to the 10th.
Well, well, Alexis, I'm impressed. Such a shame you never finished your studies.
Yeah, well, my professor was kind of a dick. You want to get really metal? Let's tune our detectors to the frequency I just notched out. We can use them as dowsing rods and just follow the signal.
I don't think they can...
Sure they can. Just give me that. I'll do it.
Let's just hope you don't have to break out the old rising donkey.
First of all, it's Phoenix Rising and Screaming Donkey. You never let me try Phoenix Rising anyway.
DIY handheld flamethrowers are rather shunned in anthropology.
The Screaming Donkey worked.
I had to bribe the cartel to release you.
After I successfully distracted them so you could complete the mission.
Which led to my funding getting pulled the following cycle.
All right. We're in business. Ha! There.
30 to the 11th.
I hear it.
30 to the 11th.
Coming from due north.
30 to the 11th.
Let's move.
30 to the 11th.
Killed them.
I told you Decker was crazy.
What is he doing? Just standing in the carnage, soaking it all in?
Please don't. I won't tell no one, I promise. I didn't see nothing.
Worms found the worm. Return to nest.
Negative. What's your 20?
We have it covered. Return to nest.
Send me your 20 or I clip your little bird's wings.
Sending coordinates now.
All right, I'm en route. Kingfisher out.
Please help me. You can't just leave me here to bleed out.
I wasn't planning on it.
Zoe, please.
He has Alex.
He just killed a whole camp of armed men.
Good point. Grab a gun.
That is not what I... Zoe, I can't help
you. You can
with
either
this.
Get to helping, get to hiding, or walk your sorry ass back to town. What's it gonna be, Ollie?
I'm an IT guy, okay?
And I'm a librarian. Doesn't mean you don't know what's right.
Wait up!
And you're sure this thing survived? These wires are glowing hot.
The housing of the object appears damaged, but we can contain the core with my Faraday net.
Nice! I've never seen a Faraday net in person.
Theoretically, it'll minimize the pulse's effects. At least until we can get it back to Malleus.
Get back to what? Oh,
it's heavier than I remembered.
Covington, what's this sit-rep?
We're nearly finished. We just need to cage the object and it'll be ready for transport to the airbase for extraction. Oh no, no. It's about to cycle. Alex, hurry with the net.
How about that?
Alex!
How'd that feel, Rupee?
So you were right about one thing. You are incompetent.
Decker, wait! How do you expect to get this out of here without me?
With her help. Congratulations, Miss Keys. You've officially been conscripted into the Malleus family of...
Flaming bear spray, dick!
Doesn't sound very good.
Shit, another pulse.
Get down.
Ah, my head.
Okay. Nope. I'm out. Not gonna die here. Bye.
Come back here, you coward. God damn it. Here he comes. Okay, you got this. Safety off, grip high and tight. Deep breath, just like you practiced at the range. Alex!
They face myself and I can't see!
Oh, baby!
Zoe!
Okay, we need to get you out of here. Come here.
They said they'd kill you if I didn't help. Oh, I was so scared. I'm sorry I yelled at you. I didn't mean it. I
okay.
Love you so much.
Me too. I'm so sorry, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
Burns. Oh, I can't see!
Okay, eyes closed tight while I wipe this stuff off.
Ow. Ow. They have it, Zoe. It's a weapon.
I know.
We have to destroy it.
And we will. Hang on, let me get my canteen. There we go. Better?
Yeah, a little. Where's Ollie?
Bolted during the last pulse. With our quad.
Ugh, fucker. Did you find the recorder I left?
You know I did. It was, scary what they were planning to do.
Yeah. And I sold their net.
No shit. Come on. Let's try to get some distance between us and whatever the heck happened back there.
Well, no.
No?
We've got to stop them somehow. That crazy Black Ops guy shot down Roop in cold blood, and now he's headed to the airbase to his goons.
That guy is bad news. I don't want you getting hurt.
I think we're all going to be hurt pretty bad if they get that thing back. Those kind of people can't have that kind of power. Come on, babe. You know we have to.
Yeah, I do.
Besides, you haven't seen me do the screaming donkey.
The what?
You'll see.
Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just two movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a three-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just two visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24. Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
There's Agent Asshat and the Object of Doom. Just listen for my signal, okay?
You know I will. Be careful, Alex.
You too. Love you.
Love you too.
I'm out here ready to take a bullet from management, and you're telling me it's gonna take 20 minutes?
Careful of your tone with me, Mr. Decker.
Last boss didn't pull this shit. He treated me like I was worth something.
You are worth your value to the unseen. And so far, based on your performance, the council has questions. You don't want the council to have questions, do you?
No, sir. Standing by for extraction.
Good boy.
Okay, 20 minutes. 20 minutes of you and me, you irritating little shit grenade. You want to mess with my brain even more because I'm ready for it. You hear me? I am ready. You just try taking down Jake Decker, why don't you?
Well, let's hope this works.
30 to the 10th and rising, 12th, 9, Phoenix, Fox, 30 to the 10th and rising, 12th, 9, Phoenix, Foxtrot, Damien, 0, 9.
Stay the fuck on the ground, shithead! You hear me?
Come on, shoot me, I dare ya.
You said I was crazy. Alright, cowboy, let's rodeo!
What the fuck?
Alex, on the ATV now! Got it! Go, go, go!
Oh, would you really have shot him?
Before I let him shoot you! Ah, shit! He's got his own ATV! Coming up fast!
Okay, let's go back to shooting him, please!
It was then that
my hands are burning, Zoe. This thing's gonna blow any second. Where are we going?
Cooling tower's dead ahead. Gibbs said there's a 400 feet deep pool there!
He's gaining.
Hold on! Almost there!
Tire!
I'm losing it!
Ow! Oh.
Alex? Alex?
My ankle! I think it's broken! The pole's right there! Go!
Again, Alex.
No.
Almost there.
Drop this suitcase or the bitch dies!
Wait, don't. Okay,
Zoe,
you can have it.
No, destroy it! No,
that's more like it. And here come the cavalry.
Fucker!
Zoe!
No worries. I'll make it quick.
Zoe!
I'm here. I'm okay. He's dead. Did you?
No, it came from Rupert?
Please tell me. You were about to throw my life spark into the cooling pool.
With all due respect, fuck you and your life's work.
No! What the hell have you done? Help me!
Stop it!
Rupert, please, just let it go!
I can't!
Let go! And take my hand! It's gonna blow! Quick, behind here!
Testing proves the vitality of the nuclear age.
Head down! Head down!
Zoe?
I'm right here, baby.
We did it. We really did it.
Yeah, we did. Let's get the hell out of here before the choppers arrive.
This is Raina Thomas reporting live from Moosehaven, where the hunt for a meteorite has been called off and the prize withdrawn following a spree of gun violence that left as many as 30 people dead or missing.
The girls are back, Mona.
Coming, Horace. These pies ain't gonna bake themselves.
Hey, you, Mona.
You gals look like you were ridden hard and put away wet.
Ew.
It's a horse riding expression.
Oh, yeah, that's an unfortunate expression.
Pull up a seat. Tell me all about your adventure.
Ow, ow.
But first, what can I get you? Pulled a fresh batch of mini pork pies from the oven not 5 minutes before you girls rolled in.
Blueberry pie and a coffee, please.
Same. I don't know what you put in that pie, but...
And you never will, dear. Any luck in your meteorite hunt?
No, they called it off after people got all crazy.
Yeah, came away empty-handed, unfortunately.
Well, not entirely.
Project It has been a runaway success in early testing. Once the satellite is launched, I expect the board will renew research into the possible civilian uses of the technology.
Is that...
A full audio breakdown of Malleus' secret weapon as told by the project's director? Why, yes it is. I listened to it this morning while the doctor was casting your ankle.
Zoe, this is the biggest story ever.
Alex.
Oh my God.
Alex.
Two cups of Joe and two slices of fresh blueberry pie.
Ooh.
That looks delicious.
You girls enjoy now.
You've reached the Keys to the Truth old-fashioned tip hotline. Leave your details and an investigator will get back to you shortly.
Alex? Zoe? It's Gearbop in Moosehaven. This might sound crazy. I've never been what you call a believer, but since you left, since the explosion, something's not right at the old airbase. I keep hearing flights taking off, but that runway's in shambles and hasn't been usable for ages. I seen folks in old-time military gear walking along the roads, only to vanish right after. Strange voices coming from our radios and TVs, blackouts rolling through town like a wave. I don't rightly know what happened up here, but I figure you might. I don't know who else to call. I'm afraid something may have gone horribly wrong. I need your help. I do.
Okay, well, the aftermath of the pulse has faded, but there are many more undercurrents waiting for you yet. Stay tuned here in The Undertow.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
The Pulse was written by Sean French, Morgan Sylvia, and Bob LeBlanc. Created by Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Fred Greenhalgh and Rhoda Bieza. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Production Manager, Devin Shepard. Production Coordinator, Angela Yee. You heard, Kitty Shanakis is Alex. Kina Ferguson is Zoe. Damon Allams. Daniel Bonjour. Max Cutler. Crystal Porter Bazemore. Tim Halligan. Moira Driscoll. Richard Doyle. And Sean French. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Dialogue editing by Marcus Begala. Sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original music by Marcus Begala with additional music from Epidemic Sound. The Pulse is a production of Realm. Undertow is also a production of Realm. Hosted by Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Nicole Kreuter. Associate produced by Devin Shepard. Executive produced by Fred Greenhalgh and Molly Barton. Original theme by Hubert Campbell. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.